Talking today with Catherine DeVrizi, who is the Visual Arts Director at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, where they are in the throes of Bibliophoria. The event's been going on for about 2 weeks now, building up to a big centerpiece on Saturday. Tell us what's going to happen then.
Well, on Saturday we have our first street printing festival. We have a 3-ton pavement roller, which will be printing on a parking lot. In the Veterans Building we have a large parking lot, and we thought it would be a great occasion to use this to do printmaking on there.
How does that work?
Well, we have a number of artists who have made lino blocks, who have cut lino blocks. They are laid on the floor, then we put paper, a blanket, and then the pavement roller goes over it. And we produce this way really large prints.
How big?
These ones will be 48 inches, I think. They're quite large, but we also have the public participating with smaller ones of 12 by 12. They had to be cut beforehand, but they will be printed also between 11 and 5 at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts.
Do they get flatter in the process?
No, actually, the lino blocks, yes, maybe a little bit flatter, but they are strong enough to be able to make a number of prints, from which one will be for the artist, one will be sold, and one will be exhibited probably in the Sebastopol Library.
What kind of ink do you use to do this?
We have special printing ink. We have a team that will put the ink on the blocks, and then they will be brought to the pavement roller, and then we have a team that puts the paper on there, and then in the end we'll have someone also taking off the prints, bring them out there for exhibition, and that people can purchase them or just enjoy them. I also have to tell you that the festival also has 20 booths, where there will be publishers and writers and people having interactive activities. Also for children, it's really for the whole family. It's free, and we invite everyone to come.
Do you have a special driver for the steamroller?
We do, yes. I know I had to keep Rick Olson back because he probably loves doing it, and maybe I would like to give it a try, but we have someone who is specialized to drive such a 3-ton pavement roller. Probably best.
Where did the idea for doing this come from?
It is not really a new idea. It existed in San Francisco at the center of the book, but we have never done it in Sebastopol, so I thought we had to bring it over and do it here. And now finally we can do it, so we are very excited.
Is this going to turn into a repeating, maybe an annual event?
Bibliophoria is actually biannual, so we definitely want to do it again in 2 years' time. We have biannual signature exhibitions. So one is Bibliophoria, one is our fiber art show. So that will be next year, and then the year after again, Bibliophoria.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun and certainly a great thing for book lovers. Thanks very much for taking time to tell us about it.
And thank you so much, Bruce.